Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, Podlers. Once again, I must hang my head in shame as I berated one of my lovely listeners live on air.
The fact that you managed to get the word patio into Roman numerals is one hell of a piece of wordplay, guys, let me tell you.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:36 on your Friday morning. Now, if you're lucky enough to have a garden, let me tell you something, it matters. The summer is here and Wickes' Garden Range are helping you spruce up that garden. Whether you want to refresh your exterior woodwork with Wickes paint and wood care, or give the garden a tidy with power tools including Karcher, Flymo and Anal! Wickes have you covered for it all. Shop in store or download the Wickes app. And to celebrate this fact, we're giving away a Wickes gift card worth £250 as we play what can only be described as a returning favourite, Put It in the Garden. Glenmore, how does this work?
Oh, it's an honour to take you through the rules, Dave. We're going to bring one lucky listener to air, ask them 5 questions worth £50 each. For every answer given, they need to put it in the garden.
Right.
So I'll give you an example. A musician had number one hits with Sing, Thinking Out Loud and Shape of You is Ed Sheeran, but if you put him in the garden, it's Shed Sheeran.
That's what we're after. Thank you very much indeed, Glenn. As I say, it's a Wickes gift card worth £250. If you want to play, call right now. 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. Lines are going to close at
6:42.
He's improving, isn't he? T's and C's are online. Well done, Dave.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wickes.
Paint, flooring, tiles, garden essentials and more besides. Whatever you need, Wickes has got it covered. Shop now in-store or through the Wickes app.
Be house proud with Wickes.
So Friday morning, you're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as does your weekly opportunity to win a Wickes gift card worth £250. And joining us right now, hoping that happens in his world, is Gaz. Good morning, Gaz.
Morning, Dave. Morning to you.
Morning.
Hello. Welcome along to the show. So, Gaz, I've got this £250 Wickes gift card. I've also got 5 questions. So each one you answer correctly gets you £50 on your gift card. You need to answer the question, we'll give you the money, but then for fun, you need to put it in the garden. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
OK, so question one. What is the name of the Paris iconic landmark that stands 300 metres tall?
Eiffel Tower.
It is the Eiffel Tower. Excellent work. You've got £50 on your gift card. Now put it in the garden. Eiffel Flower we were looking for, but let's move on, shall we? Which band did Robbie Williams leave in 1995?
Was it Take That?
It was Take That. Well done. Another £50 on the gift card. Put it in the garden. Go for Take That.
Put
that's
the whole
easier.
Band in there.
Take Shed.
Take Shed. Gaz, I mean, I know it's 6:46 in the morning, but Rake That.
Of course.
It's easy when you know.
I prefer Take Shed.
Take Shed. Brilliant. What is the term for the numbering system where I is 1, V is 5 and X is 10? Obviously, we only know this numbering system thanks to the Rocky movies. what is that called? What's that numbering system named?
Roman numerals.
It is. Put him in the garden.
Roman patio.
Oh, my word.
Oh, I love it. Noman numerals is what I've got here, but...
That actually was Noman, a hard one. Oh, I didn't
have
that. I
would have said
Homan numerals.
Yeah. Or Roman overalls.
Overalls is good.
This is hard.
It's good, yeah. The fact that you managed to get the word patio into Roman numerals is one hell of a piece of wordplay, Gaz, let me tell you. Name the 1998 British sitcom dearly loved by so many that is predominantly set in a living room. It features people like Jim Royle and Dave Best, and there's little baby David. What's that called?
It's The Royal Family.
OK, that's right. You got another £50 on your gift card. Put them in the garden.
The Royal Deccan.
No! Oh, my God!
That's a rhyme.
I think Gaz is having fun with us now. I think he's reversed it.
Is it Soil Family?
It's the Soil Family. OK, and finally, to make it the full £250, which legendary singer was the front man of the band Queen?
Freddie Mercury.
Put him in the garden.
Oh, Freddie Lawmire.
It's going to be a long day.
That's good. We're going for Sheddy Mercury is what I had written down here. Listen, guys, thanks for playing along. You have got your Wix gift card worth £250.
How?
Got the general knowledge bit right. I mean, what can I say? If it was based on puns, I would have come to your house, taken money from your mantelpiece and destroyed your garden with my bare hands. I would have got on my hands and knees and started digging little potholes in your garden, Gaz, if it was based on the pun section of this feature. But luckily for you, it's based on the answers to the general knowledge questions, and you nailed them. What can we do?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Gaz. You enjoy your weekend, my friend. Thanks for tuning into the show. And now, I'm obliged to say that was all thanks to Wix. I don't know whether they will want me to say that. Whether you want to refresh your exterior woodwork with Wix paint and wood care, or give the garden a tidy with their power tools, including Kartchair, Flymo and Einhell, Wix have got you covered. Shop in store or download the Wix app.
Whew. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is 7:09 on your Friday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where with all this lovely sporting goodness going on at the moment, it'd be remiss of us not to turn our attentions to this coming Sunday when England's Lionesses take on Germany at Wembley in the Euro final. And to predict who will be lifting the trophy, there is only one person that we could call upon. He's hairy, he drinks from a bowl, he likes to sit on my lap during the songs.
Producer Dave.
It is, of course, the Breakfast Show dog himself. Heroes here, everyone.
Hi, Hero.
Hello. Now, Hero is the dog of our very own producer, Scarlett. Hey, Scarlett.
Hey.
So, thanks for bringing Hero in. Oh, it's always nice to see him. Yeah. How old is he?
He's 2.
Well,
I don't know dog years very well, so he's 2 in human years.
It's like celebrity years. He's 28, like me. Works the same. Works exactly the same. What breed is Hero?
He is a mix of a Shih Tzu and a Bichon. So he's a little white fluffy cloud. And the best thing about him is he doesn't molt any hair.
Okay, he doesn't molt any hair. Does he show a love of football?
He shows a love of balls.
Balls? Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Okay.
Has he ever shown any psychic abilities before?
Not massively. He is actually a mental health support dog.
Okay.
And so I guess he kind of predicts my moods very well.
He's in tune with your emotions and your moods.
But I'm not sure about football games.
Okay, so what we have before us are two flags. This is your theme tune, Hero, by the way. Psychic dogs. We've got the England flag, we've got the Germany flag. Hero is going to walk towards one of those flags and he's going to bless it with his presence. Which is a polite way of saying he's not going to cock his leg, is he? Yeah. Just say bless it with his presence. Okay, fine. So he's going to bless it with his presence and we will know who's going to be victorious in the Euro final this coming Sunday. Hero, could I ask you to take your position, please? I was going to use the metal arm sound effect we used for the 10 minutes of tickets. Okay, there he is. Okay. Oh, he's shaking his head. The collar is rattling. He's ready to go. After this next song, so in 3:25 exactly, we will know for sure who's going to be winning on Sunday. Is it England or Germany?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Psychic Breakfast Show dog Hero is now in place. as are the two flags. One represents England, the other Germany. Who will win the Euro final on Sunday? We're about to find out. Hero has never let us down with any of his predictions. I'll come around here because I want to see this with my own eyes. OK. Producer Scarlett, release the dog! Go on here.
Come on.
Awkward hero!
Oh, yeah, he did.
We should have put the more delicious food on the German.
Well, you know what? I think it's been a great run to the final by the Lionesses. But well done on making it this far. You've made us all proud.
Yeah. And there's no point really having the match now.
Do you know, Scott, I see what you're trying to
Let's
do.
Call it off.
He's eaten more treats off the England flag. Shall we bend the rules
we
slightly?
Straight to the Germany flag, didn't
he? Went straight to the. Didn't
Maybe it means England will score more goals, but they'll all get overturned by VAR.
Yeah, that's what we can hope for. I was going to send a video of this to the England camp just to give them a little G up before the big.
No, it's awkward.
This hasn't gone
well. If you send it to Germany, it'll probably arrive in time.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to send this to the German camp. It's the only thing we have to do.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. With Wix.
The hot weather is finally here. Shop the range of fans at Wix, like the Fine Elements white USB fan, just £6. Shop in store or download the app.
Be house proud with Wix.
Coming up to 7:25 on your Friday morning, Hero, the breakfast show dog, just wanted to say a few words to you all. And I said, well, of course you can. Come on, Hero. Come up on here. There you go. Come to the mic. There you go, mate. Take it away.
I'm very sorry. I thought I let everybody down. I didn't mean to. I'm just not sure the snack season is early, you know. Normally, I'm in a little lying with Scarlett's boyfriend, and it's early, and I saw the flags, and I didn't know what the flag. I don't know football. I'm a dog. I don't know why you put press on my shoulders to predict it's going to be fine. Come on, England!
Okay, Hero, there you go. He just wanted to say that to you. He feels better for getting off his little hairy chest. So, well done.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
7:35 on your Friday morning. Time for a little bit of this.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Ah, yes, radio's easiest game to play. But the hardest one to win. Joining us this morning is Christopher. Hello, Christopher.
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Very good, my friend. Welcome along to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm not too bad. A little bit nervous.
Okay, well, don't be nervous. We're all in it together, okay? So it's going to be fine. How many words have you matched in the past? What's your PB?
My personal best is 4, but I normally get 2 or 3.
2 or 3, but you did get a 4. Can you remember who you matched that with?
Which member of the team? With Glenn.
Glenn, the lovely Glenn. Is it fair to say you'd most like to be paired with Glenn on the random player generator today?
Well, I did say I'd like to be paired with yourself, but that's not allowed.
So, oh, did you say that?
Definitely.
I don't think I'd be very good at 5 words, £5,000, Christopher, but I appreciate the compliment.
It'd be fun, though.
It would be fun. It'd be fun for those listening. You wouldn't win any money, but it'd be fun for those listening.
No, it'd be fun. I'd definitely like Glenn, if possible.
Glenn, if possible. Well, that seems quite fitting, and I hope the random player generator does give you Glenn, because, Glenn, this is the final time you're going to be playing 5 words, £5,000, for some time.
Until September.
Yeah.
Until September, because, of course, as you know, Glenn is going to be doing his brilliant show at the Pleasance Courtyard Cabaret Bar 4:05 throughout the month of August at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And then in September, he's back here on the show, but he's going to be travelling up and down and around the UK with his tour for Will You Still Need Me? Will You Still Feed Me? Glenn, I'm 60 More. And you can get tickets and details at glenmorecomedy.com right now.
Thank you.
Let's spin the random player generator. It's going to be Emma after all that, isn't it?
100%.
Emma Jones. Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Glenn Moore.
Choice.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore. Glenn.
Oh. Yay!
All right.
Now, what I love about this, before you leave, is if you win, if you match 5 today, I'm so pleased for Christopher, who's got the money.
Yeah.
But it's the ultimate mic drop. Before you leave your month, you just win, you're out the door. I wouldn't expect you to do the sport or any other contribution to the show.
Yeah.
Just leave, man. Just get out
on
of
my
it.
My final day, essentially losing the company £5,000. Right,
that's
good
what
line.
I wanted. Final day. Okay. Glenn is making his way out of the studio. Christopher, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind. We'll give Glenn Moore the same. Come on, man. We'll give Glenn Moore the same five words. If all five match, you're going to win the money. Here we go. Good luck.
Thank you.
Your first word is fast. F-A-S-T. Fast.
Furious.
Oh. Golden.
Aye.
Big movie fan, Christopher.
Give me away.
Okay. Your next word is swimming.
Swimming. Pool.
Yeah, there you go.
I had to think about that one.
Yeah, you got there in the end. It's a good answer. Next up is half. H-A-L-F. Half.
Time.
And finally, Christopher, the word is bedroom.
I've just missed house, so I want to say furniture, but bedroom. Let's go with furniture.
Bedroom furniture. I think that's a good answer, actually. Okay, Christopher, we have your five words. Stay right there for the final time for a month. Glenn Moore is back in play next. Come on, mates!
Five words, £5,000. Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix. Wix have a huge range of garden essentials like decking, fencing, trellis, plus lawn care, watering cans and loads more. Shop in store or download the app.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Glenn is back in the studio. Christopher is still on line one. Let's get down to business. Let's try and win Christopher £5,000. Let's give Glenn that mic drop moment before he goes off to Edinburgh
Fringe
Festival.
And it's Last Day of Neighbours as well, so...
What's that, Christopher?
Last Day of Neighbours.
Oh, well, Last Day of Neighbours, I know.
Yeah, big day.
How do you feel about that, Christopher? You got any words you'd like to say?
Yeah, I'm quite sad, to be honest, but all good things come to an end. It'll be a lot of fun memories coming home from school and watching that.
Well, how lovely. I didn't see this coming during Five Words, Five Grand. Touching tribute to Neighbours.
I spoke to my mum about the Neighbours finale last night. And she said, I'm going to watch. She said, everyone's going to be there. As if it's like a live event. Like Margot Robbie's going to pop around to your house.
The Howard walking around. For
To Helen. I put the bunting up and everything. So it's the final episode of Neighbours. In fact, in about 20 minutes' time, I wasn't going to say anything, but we've got something really special to celebrate the final episode of Neighbours coming up here on The Breakfast Show involving our stablemates. But right now, Glenn, I just need you to tell me the first word that comes to mind when I say fast.
Slow.
Yeah.
Furious?
Furious.
Oh, no!
Would you have said furious?
As a backup, but I think the first word almost always opposite, isn't it? It's just...
Sorry, Christopher. I mean, a touching tribute to Neighbours there, and it's been so much fun having you on the show, and thanks for saying, come on, mate. That's always bonus points for me. I love that. Wishing you a very happy weekend. Glenn, just for your final scores before you head off to Edinburgh, what have you got for golden?
Brown.
Oh, Golden Eye.
Golden Eye, that's a good one.
Movie fan. Swimming.
Pool. Yeah.
Correct. Half.
Full.
Time. Bedroom.
I mean...
Were you about to Google the word bedroom?
Yeah, I don't know. I think, Glenn. Bedroom, bathroom.
Bedroom, furniture. So there it is.
That's tough.
This means that Five Words, Five Grand is going to be back on The Breakfast Show on Monday morning. If you'd like to play, call right now, 0330-123-1215. If you want to have some fun with it and you've got an Amazon smart speaker, you can do across the weekend. Just ask it to open Five Words Game.
Five Words, Five Grand.
Absolute Radio.
Hurtling towards 12 minutes past 8 on your Friday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Happening right now on Absolute Radio. If you're in Manchester, or even if you're nearby, then today you can go and look at two men in a bed all day at the Arndale Centre. Bush and Ritchie have teamed up with Cash for Kids to raise awareness of the fact that 500,000 children in the UK don't get to sleep in a bed at night. It's an incredible cause, and the boys have really taken the ball by the horn, and they've been raising lots of money with your help. And I'm so pleased to say that we can now cross live to the Arndale Centre to Bush and Ritchie. Good morning, lads.
Oi, oi.
Morning, Dave. Welcome to our bed.
Oi. Oh, it's lovely. When I think of those famous people who have shared a bed over history, you're very much the Ernie and Yoko for me.
Cheers.
Set the scene for us. What can you see right now?
Well, we've got an amazing little shop here in the Arndale. Obviously, it's just opening up, so I think people are coming in, giving us weird looks and going to work at the moment. But we've got a lovely double bed with a headboard set up, which is great for us for today, isn't it?
The headboard is fantastic, and as we rest against it, we can see Acosta directly opposite us, not open yet, and the teasing N of what I think is a Nando's.
Oh,
there's a plan for that. Also, what they've done is brilliantly, the Benson's for Beds and Cash for Kids have set up a bed on the right hand side, which is one of the beds. If you donate, these are the beds that we're going to be buying for the kids, which is fantastic. But it also means if we fall out, go and sleep in the spare room like you do if you're married.
A spare room offence, early doors from Bush. So let's talk about this bedhead. I mean, what is it? Is it kind of a nice velour?
It is crushed grey velour.
Oh, nice.
It's beautiful.
And it's dappled. It's kind of like a big Chesterfield sofa.
You should have brought your little... Richie's got a little table. You know, one of them tables you get if you're in hospital. You should have brought that. That would have been perfect for this.
Put a bottle of Robinson's on there and a bag of grapes, and he's happy as Larry. So obviously you two, you know, we are very close and you work together every day on the show, but preparing for sharing a bed together, has this unlocked any dark secrets about the other that maybe you didn't know, or have you noticed any little kind of habits or quirks that you may not have known about in the past?
Well, we've already got a situation already, and we've only just sat down on this bed properly. Richie sat on what I would consider to be my side of the bed, thus making me sleep on the other side of the bed. It's weird, we've swapped sides.
We have swapped sides. It should be an easy one to solve, because Bush is actually sleeping on what I would consider to be my side.
Could just swap over then.
Could you do that live? Could you do that live for us now? I'd love
cuddle
the sound
and roll.
Of you two swap.
Cuddle and roll. Cuddle and roll.
Let's do it, big man.
1, 2, 3. Cuddle and roll. Turn them over.
Now that's beautiful radio on a Friday. set against the crushed velvet as well of the bedhead. The imagery is just lovely. Of course, you can see what the boys get up to on the Absolute Radio socials, by the way. There's a lot of visuals, a lot of videos, a lot of pictures going on. So I know the listeners have kind of been voting about what you should be wearing whilst you're sharing a bed. And I know that producer Adem kind of had the final say. And you are bringing me a world exclusive about the final choice that he made. Would you reveal to everybody what combo you're wearing whilst you share a bed?
I'm wearing a yellow... I'm supposed to be Pikachu, right? A Pikachu onesie. But you couldn't tell, so I just look like... Is it Flat Eric?
From the Levi's advert, yes.
That's what I look like. So, a bloke in yellow, and then Richie.
Yes, so that's what Bush has been picked by producer Adem. And for producer Adem's last home time show today, he has picked me a green dinosaur outfit, which is a little bit too long for me, and has got a tail that's peering out under my crotch while I'm lying in bed.
The
and
tail.
It looks very unfortunate.
The tail is going to get us removed from the Arndale.
Oh, that's very unsettling for you as well, isn't it, Bush? My word.
It raises up when he starts talking.
Oh, no.
It does, because of the way he's sitting.
Okay, gentlemen, today marks the end of the appeal that you've been involved in, and I know that so many people have been getting involved because they've heard the stories, they've been listening to what you have to say. So many young people up and down the UK have to sleep on the floor or on a sofa, and that needs to change. You can continue to donate. I urge you to do so on our website. It's absoluteradio.co.uk/beds. Now, before I let you go, I have to say, as I did last time, a huge well done on this. And, you know, if you are in or around the Arndale Centre today, please do go and say hello to the boys. But I also have to thank you for carving out the time, and I know how busy you've been with this, for some breakfast show silliness. You have both delivered a touching tribute to the last ever episode of Neighbours, which is being broadcast today. I know you haven't heard it, but I know you're going to turn up your devices where you are in the bed and hear it for the first time. So, gentlemen, that world premiere is coming next. But for now, a round of applause for Bush and Richie. Keep up the good work, boys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Our bedside radio is on.
Okay, here we go.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The time is 20 past eight on your Friday morning. What a Friday. The Friday that we bid farewell to Neighbours. Over 8,000 episodes have entered our lives. We either all watch it, you know, regularly, or some of us just remember it being such a happy moment because it meant we were at home and not at school. For the grand finale, there are so many returning favourites. Jason Donovan, Kylie Minogue, Margot Robbie, they're all going to be back on set for tonight's final episode. And I thought, well, how can we kind of just pay our own tribute? And then I thought, well, wouldn't it be nice if I got my neighbours, my daytime radio neighbours, to record their own special version of the theme tune. So we reached out to Leona and she's delivered. I cannot wait to play you what Leona has done. Bush and Richie delivered. Ben Burrell didn't get back to us, but you know, that's okay. That's fine, Ben, don't you worry about it. If you don't want to pay tribute to neighbours, that's up to you. So who should we hear first? Leona's or Bush and Richie's?
I think I'm so excited about Leona's, it's probably best to save it.
Save the best till last.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, but Bush and Richie's is amazing as well, because what I haven't told you is Richie does a beautiful melodic version and Bush has done a rap.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's gone full Will I Am on this.
Let's hear it.
So, shall we start with Leona's?
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's start with Leona's. This is in the true Slash His Hat rock and roll vein.
Slash His Hat.
Exactly. Here we go.
Neighbours, everybody needs good neighbours, with a little understanding, you can find the perfect blend.
Oh, go Leona.
Neighbours should be there for one another, that's when good neighbours become good friends.
Yes. Wow. If you, like, say 10 years ago, just switched on an episode of Neighbours, just for one episode, that was a theme tune, you would remember that for the rest of your life.
Thank you, Leona. How lovely of Leona to do that, of course. It's going to be on Absolute Radio from 10 a.m. with an always brilliant show. And now it's the time. They've just said they're at the Arndale Centre, they're in bed together, wearing their costumes, they've got the bedside radio on, and they're ready for the world premiere. Gentlemen, the time has come.
Neighbours. 1986 to 2022, y'all. We're going to the Bungle Bungle. School holiday vibes. Watch it twice
you
in one
can
day.
Find the perfect blend.
Wow, lovely.
Neighbours. Watch it at one, then again
should
at
be
half five.
One another.
Neighbours, y'all.
That's when good neighbours become good friends.
Oh, it's
peace
so
and
good.
Respect to Ramsey Street. We'll miss you, baby.
To Neighbours, everyone. To Bush and Richie, Leona, and of course, above all, to Helen Daniels.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Whatever your budget, whatever your bathroom transformation, Wix have got you covered with their new bathroom ranges. Shop in store or download the app.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. It is your Friday, and my oh my, the summer holidays have landed. And that means, amongst other things, of course, the return of the humble road trip. Or staycation, if you will. And this summer, Maynard's Bassetts are setting the juice loose with all your favourites. Next week, expect to see giant jelly babies and wine gums on the roads across the UK. And to celebrate, our friends with Sweetie Benefits are giving you the chance to win £2,000 every single day here on The Breakfast Show as we play Radio I Spy. Emma, how on earth does this work?
Well, Dave, we've hidden our very own metaphorical giant jelly baby, that's Matt Dyson, somewhere in the UK, could be in a city, in a town, in a village, or next to a landmark. And all you need to do is correctly identify where it is from the clues, and you'll win a shed load of sweets and £2,000. It's as simple as that. Wine gums.
Oh, sorry.
That's the last time I get to say that this week.
I apologise for interrupting you. Thank you, Emma. And wine gums right back at you. So call right now if you want to play 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. The T's and C's are online.
And lines will close at
8:42.
Yeah.
There he is.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
The hot weather is finally here. Shop the range of fans at Wix, like the Fine Elements white USB fan, just £6. Shop in store or download the app.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on your Friday morning. Lovely having you on board. And right now, someone's going to get the chance to win £2,000 and a whole stack of sweeties, all thanks to Maynard's Bassett, who are setting the juice loose this summer, and we're playing Radio I Spy. You've seen we've hidden our very own giant jelly baby, Matt Dyson, somewhere in the UK. I'll give you a series of clues. You need to work out where he is. And joining us right now on line one is Diana. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Diana, welcome Hello. Along to the show. Happy Fridays to you.
Oh, I'm ready for it.
You're ready for it? What you got coming up?
Oh, I've got a girls' weekend. I'm going to see my best friend for the first time in 3.5 years because she lives in Japan and she's over this weekend. I'm so excited.
Oh, wow. What are you going to be getting up to?
Cocktails and eating a lot of sweets, I imagine.
Diana, that sounds absolutely lovely. OK, let's get down to business, shall we, and play Radio I Spy. So I've got your five clues here. Are you ready for your first one?
I'm ready.
OK. This landmark weighs as much as two large African elephants.
Mm.
This noisy landmark was first heard on the 11th of July, 1859. If you want to view this magnificent landmark in all its glory, you need to climb exactly 334 steps. This landmark fell silent recently whilst repairs were carried out, and the wonderful Phoebe offered up this flawless impression.
Bim, bom, bim, bom. Bim, bom, bim, bom.
Oh, thank you very much indeed, Phoebe. And the tuneful landmark, its iconic noise, is in the note of E. Have you got any clue where Matt Dyson is, Diana?
Dave, it's a bit tricky, but I think it might be Big Ben.
It is Big Ben! Yeah. Well done, congratulations, you've won £2,000. Of course, many people think Big Ben is the name of the tower, but in fact, it does all its own stunts. Diana, really lovely having the show. Enjoy that catch-up with your best friend. That sounds like a great way of spending the weekend, and thank you for tuning into the show.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day.
Cheers, Diana. Bye now. Set the juice loose this summer with Maynard's Bassett.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Friday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Now, it's not long until I sign off from another week's worth of the Breakfast Show, but it just didn't seem right to head into the weekend without dedicating a slice of this live broadcast to talking all things sport, because the Birmingham Commonwealth Games begin in earnest today. Good luck to Team GB and all those involved. And then this Sunday sees England's Lionesses take on Germany in the Euro final at Wembley. And so I thought we should take a look back at their spectacular and undefeated path to the final. The Lionesses first faced Austria, and we gained our opening goal of the tournament.
Is this the moment? It's a goal! And get this tournament underway!
Then it was a landslide victory for the team as they crushed Norway with an 8-0 win.
Brilliant! It's me! And it's in! Why to make it three?
It's me!
Oh, it's four!
Kirby!
Oh, it's six! And the rebound is in!
After that, it was another big win for the England team as they beat Northern Ireland 5-0.
Josh down. Oh, Kirby! A sublime strike to break the Northern Ireland resistance. Oh, that is absolutely
On to the quarterfinals we went, where we took on Spain. We did concede our first goal, but we took that win with a 2-1 victory.
It's opening up for Georgia Stanway. Goes for goal!
The big semi-finals took place earlier this week with England beating Sweden 4-0, and I think we will all remember that goal for the rest of our lives. Lionesses, you have been full of heart, full of courage, Both your skill and your steel has been truly inspirational. You have done England proud. Good luck against Germany on Sunday. And I know, as we all do, that it's coming home.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's it. Time to bid you farewell for your Friday morning and from another week's worth of The Breakfast Show. Thank you as always for tuning in. And a little reminder, if something happens over the weekend that you think we would just love here on The Breakfast Show, you can email me the details, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. If you do that and we find the story interesting enough, we could call you back and you could be talking to like producer Dave or the Hypebeast One producer Mark or Scarlett. Then you could be live on air. How exciting is that as a prospect? But we leave you with another edition of the Daily Podcast. Emma, thank you for being on Naming Duties this week.
You're welcome.
So we have three options for you today.
Okay.
I will destroy your garden. That was me threatening a caller earlier this morning at Wix, I believe. I don't know football. I'm a dog. And the teasing N of Nando's from the lips of Richie Firth.
I think just because it was one of my favourite callers we've ever had from earlier this morning, let's do I Will Destroy Your Garden.
I Will Destroy Your Garden is the name of the podcast. Up next on Make Me a Winner, we have £100,000 to give away. And as it's the final ever one, we guarantee we will have a winner heading into the weekend. We'll be back Monday at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.